Hey Eagles fans, John Dornbos here. You know, even though it's the offseason and the guys have gone back home, me and the Inside the Eagles group are going to keep you up to date on what we're all up to. To kick it off, we catch up with Chris Maragos in Wisconsin as he works out with former Badger teammate J.J. Watt.
So we're here today in Next Level, Waukesha, Wisconsin, man, just training, working hard, training with J.J. Watt. All these guys that we train with, that I played together in college with, that we know each other. We're just here, we're grinding, we're sharpening. You know, I believe that iron sharpens iron, so does one man sharpen another. And so, you know, we're here just, you know, perfecting each other, pushing each other, and, you know, just creating a great mindset and a competitive environment to, you know, keep pushing our games to higher levels.
Chris and I's relationship started about 5 years ago. He came in and met with me to start training for his pro day at Wisconsin. And that process was a lot of people saying he couldn't do this, he couldn't do that, he's not going to be fast enough, he can't this, he can't that. We just went to work. He's a good person, he works hard. Everything he's got, he's earned.
And Brad Arnett is unbelievable. I mean, the guy is an unbelievable trainer. And I've known him for a long time. He's just a trusted friend and trusted advisor of somebody who I really believe and trust my career with. And everybody comes back here. You know, we're all from different cities playing, live in different areas now, but we all come back here just to train with him. And this is kind of like our little team in the off season. And, you know, we're all about just getting each other better and making sure that, you know, we're pushing each other to, you know, go further and further and making sure we're holding each other accountable.
And these guys come back and they create the atmosphere and they push each other and they work together. And they're good people. And they're great role models for all the kids that come through here. When they're doing workouts, they see these guys doing the same stuff. Everyone's here for the same reason. They all work together, they talk together. It's kind of that mental, physical, social type effect to the whole concept of what we're trying to do, and it's great to have them a part of it.
Meanwhile, Emmanuel Acho found himself back in high school, holding true to a promise he made on Instagram.
So right now, we're in Northern Virginia. It's February 20th. I flew in from Austin, took a weekend trip away from grad school, where I'm currently studying sports psychology, to surprise an Eagles fanatic who got over 10,000 retweets for me to take her to prom. She doesn't know what's coming, so we're trying to keep it a secret.
So we're walking down the hallway. Hannah is currently talking to the principal of the school, and her mother's in there thinking that they are about to address the school board to get the okay for me to go to prom with her. Instead, she's going to meet me, the president of the school board, or acting president of the school board, and I'm going to invite her and accept her invitation to prom.
Come on, Hannah. So
I already talked to the school board, but would you let me go to prom with you? This is for you.
Thank you. I thought I was coming in for a school board meeting to get this approved. I didn't think he'd actually be here. And in the meeting, they made it sound like it wasn't approved, so I got really nervous. This was more than I ever thought would happen. The prom thing was more than I ever thought would happen. And then meeting him today, I wouldn't have guessed this was going to happen in a million years. I thought I was going to have to wait till prom.